Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is walked intentionally. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is hit by the pitch. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Regalado moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon juggles the ball. That's an error on Lemon. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. Fain moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Regalado takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strickland bunts towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen moves to third. Regalado moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Smith steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Michaels moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Michaels moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Regalado hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado juggles the ball. That's an error on Regalado. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fox bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrasquel tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lawler trying to get to home. Philly throws the ball into Hegan who tags Lawler who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn pinch hits for George Strickland. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Dave Pope pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.